Hi, everyone. Well, today is Wednesday, the 28th of March, 2018. Let's clear the date for everybody. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And we'll bring up the light beam on your monitor screen. Bring peace energy to your room. And wherever you are, peace energy to you. Here we go. Bring the energy in. Stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And if you have a situation happening, let's release that timeline from you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, I'll turn it over to Michelle. Are you ready to come on, Michelle?
Yes, I am. Hi, Ron, and hello, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healings. And if you want to check us out on the web, if you're not already there, maybe you're calling in, but you want to check us out, or if you want to email to us, our email is clsquestions@yahoo.com, and the website is www.creationlightship. And we always have what's going on and what's going to occur in the future on there, on the front of the website, and also listed are the weekly calls. So we always have a call Tuesday. We had a call Wednesday, which is today. And what we did on that call was water activation, so thank you, Ron. And tomorrow night we have another one. It's going to be to remove clone bodies. And then on Friday, entity removal, very important call. Always good to do that one a couple times, especially if you're a newbie. And it's always really good and very powerful to work with Ron personally through the conference calls because the healings are very strong. So, Ron, for our newbies, is there anything that you wanted to say about the conference calls that occur on a weekly basis?
Well, you get a lot of healing done, and you get stuff off of you, you know. You have to clean out yourself. So everything that we do typically is to release the internal stuff from you, your DNA, which you could call your backpack, your stuff that's surfaced in this lifetime. New Age thing would be your learning lessons. And you need to get those off of you. So this is from your natal, you know, chart, natal barcode that's put on you before you basically come in here. This is what the aliens want you to do. And you need to release that stuff. And that stuff comes up internally from you, and you got to get rid of that those blocked energies in your body so you can live longer and allow your body to do the ascension. That's kind of it in a nutshell. Every call that we have will help you move forward to get rid of this stuff so you can feel better, have more spirit energy in your body. So that's what they're all about. Well, back to you.
Okay, thank you so much. So, Ron, what occurs now on the clone body removal? Do we still have cloned bodies going on?
Yep, you're still on timeline. They're still there working on you, even though may not be regenerating a new one, possibly, but they're still there. Got to get rid of all those energies. Everything is a copy and paste. You're still living your life, when you're younger and even older on timelines. And that's the problem, is that they keep copy and pasting these. So, and even, in fact, you know, after you die, we'll say, or somebody dies, they're still on timelines. And they're still running your energy, so you want to get off of those. And that's kind of the way it works. So it's very disconcerting, but you want to get off those timelines and situations. So back to you.
Yeah, well, I do notice that, you know, some people are still having dreams as well. So those are timelines and parallel lives. So I guess all that stuff is still happening. And it's interesting because I think, well, if most of the aliens are gone now, Ron's just getting rid of a few extra ones, you know, is this still happening at a quick rate, like it's continuing, or are we just getting rid of the ones that had been created, you know?
Well, if you're still, whenever you have a thought, that can be replicated, okay? So typically, I'd say, you know, I can't guarantee that you're not going to be on timelines because we got rid of a lot of the aliens here. You know, they may find a way to get in and still replicate you on your parallel lives, timelines, etc. It should be a lot less, I would presume, but basically, you know, it's still happening. You're still living your past. So I guess another way of stating this, if you can think of something in your memory, okay, and it brings up something, then you know that you're on timelines. If you don't have any memory of your past, then you're not going to be on them. That's the easiest way to really confirm where you are. So, back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. That's very good to know. Ron, we have a couple questions here. So, we have a really nice one here. It's about the emotional body. And the person wrote in talking about her mother. She says, my mother is age 93, frail in both body and mind, and finances are tight. Just wondering if it is worthwhile doing the whole life emotional body on her. A while back, I did do the death barcode on her, and it helped for a short time. She felt more energized.
Well, you know, it's hard to say. Somebody who's, you know, really old, you know, if they have different situations and conditions going on, and, you know they're not going to live very long, it's hard to say. The whole lifetime emotional clearing, I can maybe possibly give them a longer life. I can't guarantee that at all, but it could do that because it's getting rid of their stuff, which is what they're recycling to have situations done to them or that they already, you know, got involved with. So remember, you know, if you're, say, 90 years of age, you know, and you're, you know, on the way out, basically, you know, it took you 90 years to get there with your emotions. So if you get rid of the emotions, maybe you might get a few more years to go. You know, because those emotions are what's probably causing your death. So typically you want to get people who are young, you know, and that way they won't be recycling the stuff. So if you have a child who's, let's just say, 5 years of age and you do their emotional whole lifetime clearing, all of a sudden what they brought up between, say, 0 and 5 is released. And what it would normally do if you didn't do that, they're going to be recycling their events of what they, you know, experienced the first 5 years of their life continuously throughout their whole lifetime. They get rid of it, and you're in much better shape. And they are, because they won't be as reactive to different things. So could it help somebody who is 90 years of age? Yeah, I'm sure it could help them. It depends how much damage over the 90 years by not having the clearing. So it's kind of a hard one to actually answer. I would say that it would be more peaceful after having that clearing. Well, back to you.
Yes, most certainly. And it could help the person, you know, feel much better, and who knows, carry on a little bit longer. But, of course, nothing is guaranteed. However, if you do wish to wait, the alternative is that once the person has passed, you could do the deceased loved one emotional clearing, which is $50, and make sure that their emotional body is set at peace, basically. And then you could do the deceased loved one spirit clearing, which is also $50, and make sure that they are not going to be reincarnated. So that would be a very kind thing to do once the person has passed. But I would think that they're both worth it to do the one while they're still alive, because, you know, you could help the person have a great last few months, years, you know, on this planet. You just never know. So there you go. That's a long answer.
And we had an email from somebody who I don't think is doing the protocol properly. So I'll just describe this to all of you. Once in a while, we have people who somehow want to do the seven-generational clearing, and we'll just say that they do the emotional one. Well, it's not really going to work at all unless you do your whole lifetime, you know, emotional clearing. So the protocol is to do first your whole lifetime, every year of your life. Then after that, you know, only probably 10% of the people need to do the seven generational clearing. So we just think, oh, I'm going to go in here and do the seven generational one. It probably won't have much effect on you at all because you haven't done your whole lifetime. So anyway, I'm just clarifying that for people in case you made that mistake and you did the seven generational clearing without doing the whole lifetime version of that. So the whole lifetime is where you start at. The seven generational ones are just only for people that have situations going on that's deeply ingrained in them. But you got to clear out this lifetime first. That's where you're living, and that's what the whole lifetime ones do for you. You don't want to go into your past because it's not going to have much of an effect on this lifetime unless you did the whole lifetime clearing first. So if you're wondering why we have seven generational clearings, it's only for people who have major, major, major issues on a situation, one of those energetic bodies. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay. Thank you for that, Ron. So, and what Ron is referring to is, to do the seven generations, you want to make sure that you've done the whole life first. The person wrote back and said that they have done the whole life. So then I think the other thing that they might need to know is that certain generational ones are done extremely fast, like they are on super speed. And I believe the reason that that occurred is because some people do the generations up to like 49, which is like, wow, like maybe, you know, $300 or $400 worth of clearings because it's like every seven generations, right? So it can go extensive. And when you get up to those higher numbers, they have to go really fast. Otherwise, sometimes people's computers turn off before you can complete the healing at those higher numbers. So for the emotional one, I believe a year or two ago, certain ones, and the emotional one was one of them for the generations, was made to go really fast, like faster than maybe other ones that aren't done as often, and people definitely don't do them up into the higher numbers at all or as frequently, right? But the light beings are not in time. So however long it takes to do it, if it's fast or slow, it's not a barrier as to whether or not it worked. It still worked. It still counts them down and gets rid of any emotional bodies that are left or around you from those generations. Is that correct, Ron?
Yeah, that's correct. And also, you may think that you have an emotional issue because it feels like it's emotional to you, and there may be some other energetic body contaminated. So that's why you do the emotional one first and reevaluate it. So, you know, you could be using... you know, you think you may have a problem in your emotional body, so you clear that, and you go, well, it didn't work too well. Well, it's fine. It did work. It cleared out your emotions, but your issue could be fear or trauma or anxiety or something else. You need to get a different energetic body to clear. Find out which one, you know, where you live. You know, basically, what energetic body you need after that. You may only think that it's in your emotions, so... you know, another body could be contaminated that you're not even aware of. And, you know, just look at it and see, you know, what, you know, reevaluate yourself. Maybe you got a sensory body that's devastated. So you may want to do that one. Anyway, after you do the emotion, then you look and reevaluate yourself. And if your problem that you think you have hasn't left you, then you can have more clarity to look at yourself to see where you are, what energetic body's contaminated that you're living in, more than the emotions. Maybe you know, normally you first have your emotional body that gets contaminated. Once that happens, then it spills, then you have to get another body, you know, with another theme that gets filled up also. So you may be living in a different body. You think that the emotional one is going to rid of your problem, and it may not affect you, like, you know, as much as another body would, but you got to start with the emotion and reevaluate yourself. So, back to you, Michelle.
Oh. Okay, great. Thank you, Ron. Let's see what else we have in here then. Okay, listener, I hope that that answers your questions. If you have any more questions or if that's not complete, please email us back and let us know if there's anything else that we can do. Okay, this one says, my horse is very spooky. I have done a variety of clearings on this one horse that I own. She is very spooky, afraid of her own shadow, so to speak. I have asked for death barcodes and cleared those as well. She has shown some improvements over the last year doing the clearings. I do know how to train and desensitize horses at a pretty qualified level. I have done several whole life clearings. I have done health-related support for ulcers and chiropractic. She always looks at the far end of my arena like it is full of ghosts. She looks back at me when I get on her. She has what normally horse trainers call unjustified fear, but there is something else going on. Is there any suggestion? I run my purchased clearings, and does she need entity clearings at length? Thanks for any help.
Yeah, entities. You might be seeing entities of other horses, you know, in the invisible. Be afraid of them. I'll tell you a story. This is going sideways, but it might it'll help some of you out there. So let me just look at the horse first. The horse. Something happened to the horse, you know, we'll just say it's 1,000 foot ahead of the horse. So if something happened ahead of the horse, so the horse is afraid to move because it has a past history, something going on ahead of it. So, you know, it's hard to say, you know, when the horse is, you know, when the horse is in that location, 1,000 foot ahead of itself, at some point it's seen past a recreated scenario, like a timeline of something going on. Maybe it saw a rattlesnake. So now you get on the horse, and the horse goes, I don't know, I see a rattlesnake up there because it's traumatized, you know, maybe being spooked or something. So it's just rerunning that clearing. You might try the mind loop one clearing on it. So anyway, that's an idea. I'll tell you the story. I met this couple a long, long time ago. They had a young child, and they're trying to potty train the boy. And the boy would not sit on the toilet. And they didn't know what to do because, you know, he's getting pretty old and he won't go to the toilet. I said, well, let me look at it and see what's going on here, because the kid no way wants to be potty trained. I said, well, it's real simple. He had a past life. Or, you know, energetic past life, you know, of his ancestors. He was in an outhouse, and they came up and bit him on the butt. So, at that point, he didn't want to use outhouses. So that got passed on to this lifetime of, you know, sitting on the toilet. And told him, well, just, you know, I cleared it off of him. I didn't have the website up at that time. You know, it's a long time ago. I cleared it off, and the next day they was able to sit on the toilet okay. But he had that energy of being bit by a snake on the butt in an outhouse. Who knows when that was? Say it's the 1800s or something. And well, that fixed him. Oh, your past does haunt you. Well, back to you.
Well, that's so interesting. Yeah, I've heard somebody was talking today about when you have some sort of a reaction, but maybe you can't see in this lifetime or whatever what that could be caused from, but that you have to trust that your body is giving the proper response for what it has been given or was given at some point or another. And then you have to find the cause of why you're responding that way. So it sounds like you did find that cause. So I'm sure the parents are pretty happy about that. Good job.
Yeah, it's hard having messy pants, you know.
Yeah. No, it's no good. No good. Okay. So let's see here. Okay, so you believe that with the horse that it is seeing entities as well, and do you think an entity clearing for other horses would work?
Well, yeah, or just clear something. You know, it's probably having the mind loop. You know, it's seeing something out. No, entities would be good to clear, yes, but it's mind looping that experience. So of course it doesn't want to go out. If something happened out there in front of it, it's seen at a distance, and it probably doesn't want to go, you know, 1,000 feet ahead of itself because it had a problem once. So, and it could be it's, you know, seeing another timeline which has problems in it. And, you know, which it may have experienced itself anyway. Well, that's very similar to people, you know, like you have a problem and you approach a street and it doesn't feel right to you, or no, you don't want to look over the edge of a cliff. Probably most people won't want to do anyway, but, you know, or you're afraid to, walk at night down the street because you had or saw a movie where somebody got mugged and you're taking on yourself as that, and by seeing that now you have many timelines, and so your fear now of doing that is actually drawing people to you to maybe have that experience. Or you start hearing noises at night when you're walking, I mean, where they're coming from, and as you're bringing them into your reality. So that's what you don't want to do. So the mind loop one can help you with that. Back to you.
Okay, so then when they get that, they can also use it on their horse.
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I know horses can get spooked, but of course you don't, you know, want that to continue. Okay, well, my computer's being a little bit slow around, so I'm just calling back up the email. So is there any healings that you want to do for us tonight, or anything you think about?
Well, we can do an orb clearing again. Did that, I think, first part of the week, and people liked it. So let's do orbs inside of your mouth. Here we go, releasing them. So there's different colors that we use for the orbs, but we'll just release them out of your mouth. So here we go. It could be attached to your jaw, attached to your gums, to your teeth. There you go. So releasing these energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. There we go. If you're listening and you are on the call this evening, still have mouthwash water probably available, so you might want to use that right now to rinse your mouth out. Maybe some orbs will come out. So back to you.
Okay, great. So the person with the horse wrote back, yeah, that makes sense, because she picks out things that are far away, and they were also wondering if timeline crashing would help.
Only if you knew what the situation was. You have to be specific on a timeline crash. And, you know, if you could communicate to the horse to see what his problem was, you know, let's just say hypothetically the horse maybe it brushed up against a wasp nest or something, you know. So that would be the case, or beehive or something, and, you know, it got stung a bunch. So maybe... If you knew that, then you could do a timeline crash on in that situation because you knew what it was, but don't know, then you still need to find the reason for timeline crash. That's very important. You just can't do a generic one where clear away everything because nothing is there because everything is perfect when the light beam see you. Situation has to come up for you to write down something. Oh, back to you.
Okay, so let me go back to this here. Oh, someone was wondering, for sleep apnea and snoring, are there any healings that you would specifically suggest?
And boy, just had that one about sleeping. I forgot what it's called, but that's all that we have that I know of is sleep deprivation or something like that.
Yep, sleep deprivation one. But also snoring can be a sign of dehydration. But it's a timeline as well, isn't it?
Yeah, it probably would be. Yeah, you could be drawing that to you. And your body could be responding to that and you're now having that situation. Yeah, very possible.
And then, so I wonder if the body rejuvenation for dehydration and possibly, I wonder if being maybe allergic to something, so you had sinus blockages, if that would do anything. I don't even know if that's part of it, but.
Yeah, that's getting kind of medical. I don't know, you know.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so. This is about some of the healings that you did on Monday. It said, after Ron did a sample clearing on Monday, I felt it so much, I bought this clearing, and it was for the set sequence time clearing. I bought the unlimited version. What do I put in the box to clear an unlimited? In other words, what do we use the set sequence time clearing for?
So it sounds like maybe you got it out of order. So I guess I'll ask, did you buy the whole lifetime one first?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
the whole lifetime one. And then they bought the unlimited after that. The unlimited is for you to keep current. Don't buy the unlimited one first because it says unlimited. You have to do your whole lifetime one first on that.
Yeah, they did it, but they bought the unlimited at the same time. So they're wondering what does the set sequence timing do so that they can put in extra situations to go more specific?
Well, that will keep you more current with your spirit being in your body. So you'd be using that one, the unlimited. Just say that you got startled someday or something. And you knew your spirit left your body, then you'd be using the unlimited that way. Put down that you got startled, and then that will reset and bring your spirit back to you. Be actually like renewing yourself from the past, because you're actually in the future looking upon your past in a sense, because that's where you are, or you're in the now looking upon your past, so that you got startled. And your spirit left your body for, 10 seconds, so you want to keep your spirit in your body. Do that clearing, and it will automatically reset you and put that back into proper alignment with your spirit being with you for the whole day then. Well, back to you.
Okay, so, yeah, that makes sense. The set sequence timing healing in general was to basically have you live the life that you were meant to have lived without any interference. But, of course, we all experience interference. And so you would just run it as per your age, and then you would run it, maybe by the week or the day, depending on how often you ran it again for unlimited. So there isn't any situation that somebody would clear in there as a situational in the box, like hey, I didn't have that career that I had planned on having or something.
Yeah, it wouldn't work for that. It's only for your spirit being out of your body.
Okay. Okay, interesting. So then once it's in, then you're pretty much good, so that you're just keeping up with, you know, time that has passed.
Yes.
Okay. All right, well, I hope that answers it. That is a great healing, and I hadn't done it in a while either, but I do have the unlimited version, so it's a good reminder to do it. I remember when I did it, it was pretty powerful, and I was really glad I did it. So I believe on Monday I had listened to the show, but I don't quite remember everything because I think I kind of just relaxed into the healings and don't quite remember exactly what all happened. But that's a good reminder, listener, that that was one of them that were done. Okay, so our next question says, Sci-Fi Channel World. Okay, it's been 2 weeks since Ron brought back source energy as the only fuel permitted on this earth. I'm noticing a lot more irritation and distress in people in public places as well as driving habits. I suspect some people can run on battery power for a long time and are in for a shock when it comes time to recharge. Creating a container of source energy every day instead of running with an open circuit is working wonders for me. I have all the energy I need every day, no issues at all. As always, thank you.
Yeah, that's great. Like, you're doing quite well. Keeping those, keep your reserve energies up really high with your source energy there. You're, you know, brings in more energy to you. You're having more reserves, so you're doing quite well. The other people are kind of running on empty. Well, yep, that's, and they can respond really differently. Be on edge all the time. As they're not, they don't have any reserve, and they're trying to steal energy to make other people upset. Steal the energy of the people. But that's the way normally it works. People will want to find a way to have a confrontation or to do something so they can steal energy. So back to you.
Well, goodness, that explains a lot of things. I live in an area where it's really not that, you know, busy or anything. And there was an accident on one side of the highway today and an accident on the other side of the highway. And I remember thinking, like, really? I mean, you know, it's pretty much open road. Not much to run into. I'm not even sure how that's happening, but maybe that explains it. So,
or maybe some cars got dropped in, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it's really weird. Like, if you saw this road, you'd be like, how can you even run into somebody else? I don't know. But hey, you know, maybe there's things that, you know, this explains it, or maybe that's how somebody tried to get another person to get their energy, was to, you know, run into them or whatever, but who knows? Wow. Okay, so this one says they did a clearing purchase for someone else. That's the title. And then it goes on to say, within the last 6 months or so, I have bought several clearings for myself and also for my son. And when I ordered them, I didn't always wait. Let me just read this here. Okay, so they were trying to do the deal where they got the paid for one and then went for the second one. Okay, so Ron, do you want to explain how that works again? If someone buys a healing and then they want the second one for half the price of the other person's age, or
Yeah, you first buy the clearing at regular price, and or a clearing for $100. So, in the whole lifetime clearings, you would purchase clearing for regular price, and after you do that clearing, then you can do the next one of the same clearing for half price. You could also choose another clearing for half price, but normally, you know, it's set up initially for you and your spouse. So that's why I put it on there. But you could do someone else if you wanted for half price, and that's the way it works. And you have to send me an email showing that you paid for a clearing of a whole lifetime clearing, that you want to get the clearing for half price, or you could have a $100 clearing or more. So, and you want to get a whole lifetime clearing for half price. So this is designed only for whole lifetime clearings. It doesn't work for the bundles. Bundles are not included in the half price by using a bundle to get a half price clearing. It's just strictly whole lifetime clearing, because that's what you need to have to clean out your body. That's why they're half price. Well, just get a clearing for $100 or more, or, you know, have a whole lifetime clearing, and then from there you can get, you know, the second one for half price, so then it's regular price again. So that's how it works. Oh, back to you.
Okay, great. And I believe that is also written on the front page of the website. But Ron, when they email you, should they wait for a response before they buy the second clearing and run it?
Yeah, typically yes. I'll get the emails in a couple of days. It's been a little more difficult with the expos and stuff to be punctual, but now it'll be okay. See the email within a day or two, and I'll just send back okay on it, and then just you know, do the clearing. Just sit and do it.
Okay, great. Thank you. And thank you for that offer. It's incredible. So it's really, really very helpful. Ron, has something been happening the past couple of days as far as secret soldiers or anything going on, or are you not able to comment at this time?
I don't have any information right now about that.
Okay. Well, somebody has written and they said, different clouds these days, ? Dear Ron, last weekend, while driving north on Highway 101, there were very many clouds because it was storming. They were separated by very blue skies in between the clouds. I noticed that they were more beautiful than usual and were no longer flat-bottomed like they had been in previous months. And then
yeah,
it says,
good.
Thank
I noticed
you
that back in New York, too, that they were having the clouds that we had when we were, you know, kids, well, real clouds and nice blue sky. So, yeah, that's good.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, that's a really great sign. So they're like normal clouds. They're actual clouds. How awesome. And it says, thank you, Ron and team, for all that you give us. Okay, thank you, listener. Yes, I've been noticing less flat bottom clouds as well. However, still a few, but less. Okay, so somebody says, hey, container of energy. Ron, how do you have a container of energy? Is it by saying, I now increase my life force energy throughout the day?
Yeah, you want, yeah, that would work. That would work probably fine.
Okay. All right, well, that's good, very easy. Okay, let me see what we have here. From maybe a little while ago. Okay. This goes back to a couple days ago. I think it may have been Monday, actually. You were talking about somebody who was smoking below our listeners' apartment or near them enough so that they were smelling that smoke. Another person has written in saying, is it possible to timeline crash annoying smoke or annoyance of smoke?
Yeah, that might be worthwhile because it could be copy and pasted on there, and the fact that you don't like it, you know, you could be putting yourself on timeline, or somebody else could, some other thing could, another life form or something like that could be doing it to you, one of those youths, and so yeah, you might want to get that off there. It would be an experience that's recycling. Good idea. Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of people, I actually had a friend who went through the same thing. So if you take yourself off of that timeline of having a neighbor that smokes, being annoyed by the smoke, being able to smell someone else's smoke, living near someone who smokes, you know, you always take other people off that timeline. And because so many people live in apartment buildings, it's very likely that there are many other people on that timeline. So it would be a really good one to crash, not only for yourself, but you can help other people too. And there is an unlimited version of timeline crashes, and I would suggest just going for it because that one can be used so frequently. You are on lots of timelines, so many that you don't even realize, you just think it's your life, but you're actually on a timeline. So you might want to keep a running list of ones to crash. But the unlimited version is $150, and then you can use it quite, you know, a lot. But we suggest to only use it for one issue, but then the seven different aspects of that issue at a time. And there are directions on how to do that and get the most done. I believe they are on YouTube, under timeline crashes. So, yeah, those are just, they're amazing. Like, I've done so many different ones in so many different ways, and they really work. But, you know, your energy basically has to kind of get used to it, and that's why we just say to do one issue at a time so that it's not too difficult to do. Okay, so Ron, there is going to be a financial workshop, and that is going to be a do-over, and it's going to be done in May. I believe a date has not been picked, but it'll be sometime in May. And someone is wondering, is it going to occur in California or in New York?
I believe it's going to be in New York.
Okay. I think they're just curious as to whether or not they can maybe attend, you know, so... but we will have it so that we will have the audio fixed and so that you will be able to hear it wherever you are. So we are working on that. Okay, and we're still getting in different requests for that. I believe most of them have been sent out. Okay, so then... I just wanted to let people know that there are going to be physical body rejuvenation intensives set up for next month, as there always are, and I'm reading the information here. So the Saturday call is now going to be 3 hours, and the Sunday calls, there's three of them, are 6 hours. I believe they are going to start 1 hour later than they had been in the past. But this information is for newbies as well, so to them it would just be, you know, the way it is now. And then there's going to be an additional 2 hours for your personal healings that you asked for at the end, and Ron will explain that on the call. And let's see, the dates are going to be Saturday, April 7th, and then the Sundays are going to be April 8th, the 15th, and the 22nd. And how to sign up for those is if you click on this information at the top of the webpage, then it will go to where you can sign up and pay for those. to get on those calls. They're really good to do. And let me see if there's anything else I can tell you about those. So what they do is they assist in gently removing any blockages and anything that adversely affects your well-being. So Ron has an ability to read the audience members and the people that are on the call and to help them out with things that they may need. Okay, and on Saturdays, there's water light code infusion put in the water bottles that you set up, and you'll be having 7 water bottles set up. Okay, and I'm just seeing if there's anything else. Ron, did you want to talk about the timing of those calls, when they are going to start now and when they may end?
The Sunday calls are going to be at 11 Pacific instead of 10, an hour later. And the other call on Saturday is the same time, starting at 1 o'clock Pacific. So.
Okay, so that's like normal. It was always the same. It was always that time, right?
No, it'll just be the Sunday call is pushed forward.
Okay.
An hour.
All right, good. And a good thing to do when Ron, he does this on these calls, and he does this sometimes on the conference calls where he just says, you know, you can ask for your personal healing because you are right there with a light being, and then you can say out loud, you know, work on my arm, heal my arm. But if you feel that you want to just rest and not say that constantly, you may want to write a little note and like on a piece of paper, hey, light beings, please work on my arm. And they will continue to do so. And it's a good idea to do something like this because it allows you to relax more fully. And light beings are not in time and may, you know, you want them to continually focus on that particular issue. So it's always good to have a little note and maybe lay it next to your head or put it on your chest if you're laying down somewhere. Okay, well, I think that's it. Most people have done those calls, and they're always good to do. So hopefully we have some newbies that will jump on those calls, too. They're always, like I said, very strong, especially when you're on a conference call working with Ron directly. Okay, and Ron, is there any healings that you want to do at all? We have just a few more minutes left.
Yeah, I'll do a sample that sets sequence timing. Here we go. So let's pick a time. Let's do the age of 21 at Christmas. Let's say December 24th, okay? So here we go. Get your spirit and your body properly and connected to you for that particular date. Well, I'll count to 50 to do that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. And I'll do one more. I'll do... most people, I don't know if they do it now or not, probably, but, you know, when they turn 21, you can go out to the bars and drink. So let's do that for your birthday, I guess. Got completely plastered or something. So here we go. And your spirit's out of your body on your birthday at the age of 21 because you're now in a bar drinking. Or you're at home drinking, but it'd probably be more meaningful for you to go to a bar typically. So, I think a lot of people do. So here we go. You can get carded, and I can go, oh, happy birthday. Today's your day. You can drink legally. So here we go. Bringing your spirit back to you. Set sequence timing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Feels rough. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Have to keep going here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Wow. So this is really useful if you have been an alcoholic or, you know, taking pills or drugs or something, where you're forced out of your body. You're forcing your spirit out of your body, I should say. And so that would be a good thing to get that clearing for. Oh, anything you want to add before we do the mind to heart drop?
Yeah, there was one more email suggestion for the smoking issues to say run the alien oxygen clearing, which is one of the donation for $10 for all the 16 clearings. But it could help keep the air clean. So thank you, listener. That's a good suggestion.
That's good. But maybe you have the one, you know.
What's that?
The Earth environmental one, you know.
Yes, and the environmental one. Yeah, that's a great one. That one is fantastic. I have run that one if it's been extremely cold out, and it has helped literally change the temperature. If it is extremely hot out or dry out, I have run that one, and it has improved the general weather. So, yeah, that one's really, really strong. Very good healing.
So find a heart drop, and at the end we'll say, and make me real. So here we go. You say, and I command my spirit. Take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, and make me real. From 10 and 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Great. So thank you, ladies behind the scenes. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you, listeners. So have a good evening, everybody. Stay in peace. Bye, everyone.